That was fun with Danny. Goodness gracious. It's ridiculous. Never know what you're going to get with Danny Woodhead, and that's why we love it. But we absolutely love it. I was going to ask him about the NFL schedule being released. Just like if there are things that players think about that, us don't. But I tell you what, we're going to get a good look at the Cleveland Browns. They're in four primetime games. It is remarkable how fast the complexion of the Browns changed. I mean, you think about how people viewed the Browns a year ago compared to now. It's incredible. It's a combination of Hard Knocks, combination of Baker Mayfield. But again, I was struck at when Odell Beckham Jr. was traded to Cleveland. If that would have happened a year ago, people would have been like, ooh, wow, sorry, man. Sorry about that. Ouch. Wow. What kind of cruel and unusual punishment is that? Yikes. But instead, it was like, wow, the Browns, this is great. He's going to show out with Baker. This team's got a chance. And that's the one thing, and it's a little different because the Browns still haven't made the playoffs, you know, like with this little surge. But the one thing that the biggest difference between the NFL and some other sports is just how fast things can change for your franchise. Like you can change your franchise's feel pretty quick. And the reality is it can go the other way too. I mean, like Jacksonville, they went from the AFC championship game to like 2 years ago to like, where are they now? I mean, things can change and it gives you a little bit of hope. But when you're like the Cleveland Cavaliers now, it's like, what are you doing? You know, or the Phoenix Suns, you're just in a tough spot where things can change quick. And speaking of a wide receiver getting traded, you see that, you have Antonio Brown going to the Raiders. The Raiders have the toughest schedule according to opponent win percentage. So the Raiders have the toughest schedule. Then it's the Denver Broncos, Jacksonville, the Houston Texans, and then both the Bears and Kansas City are tied at fifth in terms of toughest schedules. So the whole new look Raiders, they're going to be tested at least according to opponent win percentage.
The one matchup that stood out to me, obviously I'm a Packer fan, but it's not even a Packer game. Week 16, Jets Steelers.
Le'Veon Bell back at him.
I don't know where that's at though.
There's going to be a lot of interesting revenge games for people this year. But it's just, boy, I feel like this Browns thing is either going to be like a roaring success or a roaring disaster. Like, there's going to be, I have a tough time being like, yeah, Cleveland went 8-8 and just barely missed the playoffs. Like, I feel like it's either great or it's like, oh boy, what happened there? A lot of volatile personalities. Odell, Baker's a little, you know. Who's there? Freddie Kitchens is their coach. Is that right? Freddie Kitchens, that sounds like a... like a rapper. That doesn't sound like a real name. You know what I mean?
Right, exactly.
Like a radio personality.
Yeah, it's Freddie like, Kitchens. Hey, yo, Freddie Kitchens with you. Let's get into this new Drake. All right, let's take, let's step aside and get to Mr. Munson, huh? Let's get a little recruiting update. Lots to talk about. He's texting me. That means he's got things to talk about. Brian Munson, next.